The survey found that 86% of children in Delaware are in very good or excellent health. Is that a good number? And how does it compare to the last survey in 2011?
So, you know, when you look at that number, we have to remember that that is what parents said about their children. And I think that's a really important piece to really understand, that this is parent perception. And as a parent myself, I think that sometimes you can think that your child is in better health or doing better in certain areas than is actually true. So we have to take that into consideration and think about what that means down the road. So if a parent says that their child is healthy, but in all reality they're overweight, because the data also from the survey shows that when you look at actual, because we're able to take some of the data that we have and match it up with a child's actual EMR record and really look at what the scales say. So why is that? What does that mean? And so what are the interventions? How can physicians have different conversations with parents than we are currently having that may be more impactful? Because the data also showed, I think the number is right at only about 16% of parents reported having had a conversation with a physician or medical provider about their child being overweight or obese. So I think there's a lot tied into it that we really need to dig further, but this is really a survey that gives us a data to take a look at and to dive deeper, have conversations with community and parents and really understand what is going to be most helpful to remove barriers of to being as healthy as children and families can be.
And I do want to talk a little bit more about the weight piece of this in a second, but I staying with the conversation between healthcare providers and parents, the survey did show, though, that 95% of parents said that their child had been to a healthcare professional for preventative care in the past year.
Yes.
So at least means there is a place to have that conversation, right?
Yes, there are. There are. I think that, you know, recently talking to a physician that works with Nemours, and if you look at some of the other national surveys that are out there that have looked at this issue, it's difficult. I mean, some of these conversations are difficult to have. Having a conversation with a parent who, you know, who may believe one thing and in reality the numbers are showing something differently. You know, parents don't want to hear something that's not good. We as parents, you know, we're working, we're trying to provide for our children. We want the best for our children. So these are not conversations. And so understanding how we can have these conversations in the best way that really are impactful, that help to move to action, and to make sure that we all have healthy habits and healthy behaviors as a family unit. These are the types of things that this data will really help inform us about.
So now I do want to go back to the discussion about weights, you know, and whether kids are overweight or obese and how to combat that issue through healthy eating and exercise. The survey does have a lot of numbers to unpack here. And when we look at weight, the survey did find that 36% of kids are overweight or obese, down from, I believe it was 40% in 2011, 39 or 40%.
Yeah, right at 39%. In 2011, it was 39%, and now the number's showing 36% in 2014. And although we can't say that is statistically significant, what we are seeing is that it is promising, that it is telling us something that we're not going up. That's a really positive thing, because in other places they are. And then when we take another step back and look at the health behaviors that kids are having, such as we're seeing more children breastfed, initiating breastfeeding when they're born. We're seeing more kids being physically active. We're seeing kids consuming fewer sweetened drinks. Those are all behaviors that lead us to think that we are doing some things that are right for our kids. And at the point in time that the 2014 DSCH survey was done, you know, it really tells us that there are some positive things in our state that are happening and that we need to continue to invest in our kids and think creatively, and partners across different sectors need to be coming together to really think about how we remove barriers and work together for better health.
You mentioned some of those behaviors that seem to be improving. You mentioned the sugary drinks, which children consuming more than 2 cups of those sugar-sweetened beverages per week has declined from 43% in 2011 to 37% here in the new 2014 report. And you mentioned the physical activity, 60 minutes per day, every day, increasing from 47% in 2011 in 2014, 55%. When you look at the drivers behind what's changing those numbers, obviously, Nemours has done a lot of work in this area in terms of trying to create a message. I mean, how much do you attribute to that, to schools getting more involved, to parents getting more involved? Is it hard to kind of figure what's making that number move in the right direction, or do you have a sense of that?
So it's a great question, Tom. This is not a survey that we can correlate and say, because this is happening, this is why these numbers are saying what they are. This is really just a snapshot. But what I can look at in the state is that there is a lot of work. There's, as you mentioned, a lot of work that Nemours is doing. But by no means can we do this work alone. And it's exciting to see the number of organizations that are stepping up and saying that health is a priority for our state. And they're stepping up and they're thinking creatively. We are seeing other hospital and health systems look at different issues. We are seeing housing. And, you know, I say that housing is one of those things, one of those areas that talk about health even better than some healthcare professionals do. They really recognize that the environments that children and families are living in really contribute directly to the health of the generation today as well as future generations. We are seeing that the state, DPH, Department of Public Health here in Delaware, is taking proactive approaches in investing in many different areas, that, such as farmers markets, such as making sure that breastfeeding is happening when a child is born and a mom has a choice and supports in order to do that, because it can be difficult. So there's just so many different things that are happening, and people are having conversations, people are working together that haven't before. They're looking at the data, because having the data can help inform what decisions we should be making. The data also helps us to dive deep and to understand why the numbers look like they do, whether they're good or whether there's areas of opportunity.
I do want to backtrack to the number or percentage of kids overweight or obese, that 36% number. Is there a sense of where that kind of tracks with national numbers? I know the CDC put childhood obesity nationwide at 18% in 2012. The number we're talking about, that 36, is overweight and obese. I think you guys had it in your survey, obese alone is at 21%. Is there a sense of where Delaware stands, or at least do we have a feeling of where Delaware stands?
When we're looking nationally at some of the different reports that are out there, you know, what we're seeing is that in some areas for the healthy behaviors, we're doing better than other places, and in other areas, we're doing worse. Overall, the big numbers, we are on track. For us to be able to say that we are not increasing in overweight and obesity is a really positive thing that is consistent with what CDC and other reports are saying. And because, although it's not statistically significant yet, you know, that 39% to 36% is something that, you know, we're looking at closely.
And the other thing I found interesting, and you alluded to this earlier, having conversations with parents who may have a perception of their child that doesn't necessarily square with where they're really at. And the survey found that 80% of all overweight children and 53% of all obese children were considered normal weight by their parents. And I guess perhaps that may be the biggest kind of gap that you need to bridge, right?
Yeah, that is. Understanding parent perception, parental perception, and understanding how to have different conversations. Some of the best stories that I've heard are when physicians are talking about families and children adopting healthy habits and recognizing that they need to make a change together. Because it really is a family choice. It's about the environment. What access do you have to fresh fruits and vegetables? What access do you have to parks and sidewalks and to be active? It's it's more than just a conversation. It's also making sure that the environment supports individuals in healthy behaviors and being able to support parents and children in that journey together. So really trying to dig deep and understand and unlock what it is and how to best support parents is a really important thing. I think you're exactly right.
You mentioned access, and that was something else that stood out to me. Only 54% were consuming kids 5 or more servings of fruit or vegetables today, despite the fact that parents, 91% of parents reported living in an area where it was easy to get to a place that sells them. I guess that's another maybe area where you need to bridge a gap, but there appears to be, and you mentioned the farmers markets as well, some access to these things, but it's not necessarily, I guess, the point driving home about how much kids need, how many servings they need to get.
Yes, exactly. How many servings, what those serving sizes look like. Also making sure that folks know where farmers markets are and know where to access. And diving deeper into that, is it that time, availability, transportation, all of those different access points play into that. And, you know, diving deep, having more conversations, understanding what the barriers are, understanding really what this data is saying, and going deeper than just looking at the numbers is going to be critical next step.
I'm also curious, is there any indication from the data you get out of this survey about certain areas of the state or certain populations that are maybe having more difficulties than others?
So there is some of that, we can get you all of those details. But this is a statewide survey. It's all 3 counties, and we do go specific into the city of Wilmington. And we are showing that there are differences by age. We're showing differences by race, ethnicity, and by gender, and some by geography on multiple different points of this data. And this is a pretty, there's lots of questions that we ask in this survey. But we do have that information available on our data center, so that this information is accessible to everybody. This isn't a survey that we want to hold here at Nemours. We want this survey to be used by everyone to inform the decisions and to really take this data, dive deep into it, and understand what is it that's happening with African-American boys between ages 9 and 11. What is it that's happening with Hispanic children between certain ages that are living in certain counties. So that is all available on our data center, and we hope that everybody in the state uses this to inform decisions for grants, for additional dollars coming into the state, for initiatives that will drive health, because we really need to do right by our children.